Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, we got a bunch of ticket texts, phone calls. This week, Heather was ambushed by a dog.
I mean, I was almost taken out by the dog. And I was terrified.
And this dog, it wasn't like a one-off. This dog is regularly at the office.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it's a good dog from what I have seen of this dog.
But we don't work at a doggy daycare.
We don't.
And I don't think people should bring their pets into the office every single day. For a one-off, fine. And John, you talked about, hey, kids stop by the office. Great. Kids are great.
But kids aren't going to bark at Heather.
They could knock me down, though. Teddy, maybe.
I say Teddy's a big boy.
I don't know. Teddy might bark.
Yeah. And then knock me down.
But we've had people bring up, it's not just workplaces. This one says grocery stores or restaurants for their pets.
Yeah, I get that. I have taken our dogs to a restaurant. Like you can't take them inside. Like outdoor seating.
You're saying like patio or...
Especially when we're on vacation up north, if we have the dogs with us, because we're doing a lot of hiking or walking around, we don't have a vehicle to put them in for the period we're eating. But they're well-behaved. Like they lay down under the table hoping to get some scraps, and then you don't even know they're there.
But this office dog, no leash, just running around the office, owner's not with them or her. Get to the phones, read more ticket texts. Patrick in Washington Township, you're on 97.1.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh, my gosh. What a great subject this is. This drives me nuts. And by the way, so I find it interesting that Heather doesn't want to confront this person.
I don't.
But yeah, I have to believe, though, doesn't your station play your... Are you live in the office right now? Can they not hear you talking about this?
Well,
I
think it's another live show that's going on, so they happen to be on air and don't hear us directly.
Unless he takes a bathroom
question
break.
Their decisions. Yes. Hey, stay on the road.
Okay.
Yeah, he can't hear us right now.
So this is ridiculous. I'm leaving Home Depot right now, and dogs everywhere in Home Depot. Yeah. Every time I go in there. Dogs in people's laps when they're driving their vehicle, dogs in restaurants. It's ridiculous. And I wonder, these places, Home Depots and such, how are they allowing this? I mean, especially a corporate place like that. Boy, one lawsuit, and you know that's going to be changed. But I'm just surprised that they would even allow it with that fear of a lawsuit. But it's ridiculous. Dogs don't want to be there. I don't want to see dogs in a store. I saw a dog make a mess in aisle 4 last week.
Clean up on aisle 4.
It's insane. I don't. These people are just so bizarre and have no concept of other people. It's just ridiculous. So I'm so glad to hear somebody talking about this, because it drives me nuts for such a long time.
The yeah. Dogs.
Enjoy the show, but thank you.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, the dogs in laps while people are driving. Is there not a law against that? Because if you can't have your cell phone in your hand, how could you have your dog in your lap.
I feel like if you got pulled over and you had the police officer saw it, it'd be like distracted driving.
I think it's that probably be a subjective situation, you know, to a degree. I mean, if they're up like sitting on their legs and got their paws around the wheel
they got their head out the window.
Yeah. Well, and the driver's
trying to maneuver, you know, get hands on the wheel
That's
around
not safe.
No. So I got to tell you, I was a little ignorant coming into this conversation about the grocery store thing.
Oh, I see it. I see it. They're normally little dogs. They're not big dogs, unless they're a service dog. I've seen that, which is obviously
I haven't seen that before. The restaurant, we took our dog to the restaurant, the one that allows it before, and you don't let the dog get away from you.
Yeah.
Instead of it roaming around. See, that's the thing about the office is the dog roaming around. If you have to bring the dog to the office because of a situation a little bit in your life for a while, I can understand that. But, like, be responsible and respectful of other people's space. Jim, do you ride around with the cat in your lap?
I don't.
Do you have one of those backpacks with the little bubble window?
We did at one point.
Did you really?
We did at one point,
Of course you did, because you have a catio. I knew it. What about a leash?
No, we don't.
No leash for your cat?
No, we don't want him to be an outdoor cat. The compromise is the catio.
Yeah. The dogs where food is served or where at the grocery store, to me, I don't want it because I mean, at home, when you have a dog that sheds, there's nothing I hate more than picking off a dog hair off of an apple because it gets everywhere. Mm-hmm. As much as you clean, as much as you vacuum, you dust, you change the air filters, dog hair gets everywhere. And I just don't think they should be where you're eating food or buying food.
Yeah, Ticket Texter says, I work at a local golf store, so not a food place. A couple days ago, a customer came in with a Great Dane that I could have put a saddle on, and it was walking up to people, sniffing them. He was on a leash, about 4 feet of slack, but doesn't take into account people who have severe allergies to dogs and cats. I've got a problem with people who do that. Ticket Sector says, good luck complaining. Dog people will shout you down and cancel you out if you don't let them bring their dog everywhere. Let it jump on you, get you dirty, crap in your yard, and bark all night.
Yeah.
That's signed Mike on the ticket text.
I think it's more the people that think you should love their dog as much as they do. Like, okay, my dog is cute. My dog is fun. Look at that. They just want to lick your head, you know, your hand. They want to sniff you. No, thank you.
This one says, good morning. Dogs should not be at the workplace, should not be at the grocery store or any other store other than a pet store. Have a great weekend. Short and succinct.
Yep.
Back to the phones. Jason in Sterling Heights. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Just to kind of piggyback off the gentleman that was at Home Depot and kind of what he was asking, what are the companies doing or what can they do? And unfortunately, they can't do anything. I run a grocery store, and all I can do is tell them that only service animals are allowed and then ask them what type of service the animal's doing. They can tell me it's a service dog when it's really not. I can't ask for any paperwork. So it's really the law that really needs to change, that places can ask what the, you know, or ask for documentation on if it's actual a service dog. A emotional support animal is not recognized as a service dog, although a lot of people nowadays think that they're entitled to that, and it is a service dog when it really is not.
Can you post a sign that says no dogs or animals allowed other than service animals, and is that enforceable?
We do post it. But the only way to enforce it is ask them if it is a service dog and what service it is doing. So if I'm a dog owner and I'm bringing my dog and I know that's the law that they can only ask that, I've already got my story. Yes, it's a service dog. It's, you know, helping, you know, it's a blind service dog, even though I'm not
blind.
Yeah,
that's different.
It's, you know,
yeah.
My mother's blind dog or whatever. Yesterday I had a lady come in. She had a little dog in her pocket. I said, only service dogs are allowed. She says, it's a service dog in training. What's it training to do? Sit in your pocket?
Right. Good point.
If you're walking it around, it's got the, you know, the leash and the vest on and all that stuff, I get it. But when it's in your pocket, it's not training to do anything.
No, I think it's people, you give them an inch, they take a mile. Like, clearly we understand, you give an inch, service dogs, dogs that are there to help the owner, totally understand. But the problem is when you open the door to all dogs, well, one person brings one dog, and then another person brings another dog, and now you got a kennel at the office, and they're barking at each other. And just don't let it get to that point.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday,
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're not there yet, but
no,
come on.
No, not far off.
Not far off either. Adam in Sterling Heights. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going? So I used to work in an office that allowed dogs quite often. And yeah, we had that issue. It basically turned into a kennel, dogs barking at each other. And it really, honestly, just from my experience. Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, just from my experience, I think it depends on the behavior of the dog. My brother has a service dog, not a service dog, but a ESA dog, emotional support animal. Questionable as to why he has it, but this dog is one of the most well-trained dogs. He did a really good job of training it, and we brought it to a restaurant where, yeah, and I know the last caller said should not go where, dogs shouldn't go where people eat. I get that, but Albert, little beagle, just sat there the whole time, didn't bark. I would not. I have a dog too. I wouldn't bring him to the office.
Right.
So it really all depends on the owner, how well your dog is trained. And
yeah, but I think the problem is if we leave it up to the owners, they're all going to think their dog is just the best boy, the goodest boy. He wouldn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that, but. Like I said, I wouldn't bring my dog to the office. My brother's dog, on the other hand, yeah, he's a good boy. But my dog, he's a good boy. I taught him how to jump through hula hoops and stuff. He's very smart.
There you
but,
go.
Yeah, I taught him how to high five. He knows all the tricks, but would I bring him to the office? No, he's still too up in people's stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know. We have some pushback on the ticket text.
Sure.
This one says, this is your most Karen moment on a show full of Karen moments. Robert in U of M. Another one says, get the stick out of your butt. Dogs are great for the office. My wife is in the middle of tax season, super stressed out. Her coworker brought a dog in and it's great for morale.
Well, we did say that I typically am in favor of having dogs in the office. Yep. And I think that I love dogs more than I like most people. However, they do need to be
controlled.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that's the whole thing is control.
Is how... What went down should not have happened, really, right?
Shouldn't be getting chased down.
I was nervous. I thought maybe I was going to need to run, too. Like, why is somebody running behind? Like, my heart started beating a little bit because I thought maybe I was in danger.
Mm-hmm. Dogs in the workplace and beyond. It's 97.1.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Canva presents your work horoscope for this week. Deadlines are in retrograde, which we all know can bring some intense energy. Our advice? Fend off this forecast with Canva. Like Canva whiteboards to counter creative blocks, and Canva Docs for clarity and communications. If you have any sales deals coming through, results will be in your favor with Canva Presentations, manifesting many wins for you. It's a great week to love your work at canva.com.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I am so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
This bracket season, FanDuel is letting you make the call. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last-second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and get in on the college hoops action all tourney long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.